He was an old man who fished alone in a skiff in the Gulf Stream, and he had gone 84 days now without taking a fish. In the first 40 days, a boy had been with him. But after 40 days without a fish, the boy's parents had told him that the old man was now definitely and finally Seleo, which is the worst form of unlucky. And the boy had gone at their orders in another boat, which caught 3 good fish the first week.
"Look now, look now!" Walter bellows. He hops on one foot as if he's dancing. "Look what I done! Burst my boot kicking your head!"
Inch by inch forward. Never mind if he calls you an eel, or a worm, or a snake. Head down. Don't provoke him. His nose is clotted with blood, and he has to open his mouth to breathe. His father's momentary distraction at the loss of his good boot allows him the leisure to vomit. He is pulled downstream on a deep black tide.
"Some great journey,"
the centipede said, limping across the room.
"I shall never be the same again," murmured the earthworm.
"Nor I," the ladybug said. "It's taken years off my life."
"But my dear friends,"
cried the old green grasshopper, trying to be cheerful.
"We are there."
"Where?" they asked. "Where? Where is there?"
"I don't know,"
the old green grasshopper said.
"But I'll bet it's somewhere good."
"Do you find the idea of Chaucer daunting?"
"No, I like Chaucer."
"Yes, yes. Well, I could see that from your paper. Well, Mr. Englebury, you can go now unless Gerald? No, no. Good. So we look forward to seeing you next autumn."
I didn't see how they could let me go without telling me how it had gone. "Have I won a prize?" I said.
"We shall be writing to your school in due course, when we completed the interview process. It's an exceptional year."
I shook his offered hand, waved at the seated one, and went out, down the oak stairs. What a pair of frauds! With a sigh, she flipped up the little plastic window shutter and looked out over the wing. At first, she thought she ought to call the stewardess. But then she thought, no, damn it, definitely not. This was for her, and her alone. By the time her 2 inexplicable people finally slipped back off the wing and tumbled into the slipstream, she had cheered up an awful lot. She was mostly immensely relieved to think that virtually everything that anybody had ever told her was wrong.